Welcome back to TipTV Finance here, where I'm joined by Bernard Aylward, who's CEO at Codal Minerals, with some news to impart. How are you today, Bernard?
Hi, Zach. I'm great, thank you. And yourself?
I'm okay. Surging volume in your stock, and the share price looks to be quite firm. Could you tell us why this may have occurred?
Yes. Well, look, thanks for the time to chat again today. The most recent news that Codal has put out to the market was an update on our rock chip sampling at the Bougouni Lithium Project, where again we were very pleased to announce some more high-grade rock chips from some outcropping pegmatites within our project, and also just to reconfirm to the market that we'd completed our first pass drilling program at Bougouni, and we expect results mid to late January from that drilling, and we're looking forward to announcing those to the market as soon as they're available.
So it would appear there is lithium in there. Do we know what kind of quantities? Is that a fair question?
It's a fair question, but I'm afraid I can't give you an answer at the moment, Zach. We've got all our samples off at the laboratory at the moment, and we're very eagerly awaiting those results. But, you know, we drilled our priority targets, and we hope we can give good feedback to the market. And I guess it would be fair to make a comment that the other news that I'm sure your viewers and listeners have seen is the fact that an ASX-listed company called Birimian Limited recently announced the sale of their Mali Lithium project to a Chinese group for Australian $107 million. And I think that starts to put some indication to the market of potential value of our Bougouni Lithium project.
I mean, that's maybe a general question. I mean, the lithium was supposed to be like the one of the big minerals a couple of years back, and it seems to have cooled off a bit in terms of investor enthusiasm. Do you think that now people will start appreciating it again?
Well, look, I think that's very true, that, you know, sometimes these minerals have a flavour of the month and then they disappear, but perhaps it might be a reflection to look at the graphite market, where early on there was some companies that were real high flyers, but then as the long-term value of their projects became apparent, they dropped. But it's probably a fair comment to say that the good projects are always good value. And I think for the lithium market, we have a good project at Bougouni. We've got high grade outcropping mineralization. We've got pegmatites where we've got clearly have been able to demonstrate high grade assays from our rock chip sampling. Geologically, they contain a lot of spodumene minerals. They're low mica, so they're good quality rocks, and we expect that we'll get good value for those. Sometimes these minerals come and go in the market, but I think we're clearly seeing that lithium and its association with the development of the new batteries and conserving energy, it's a very good mineral to be involved in.
And the Chinese will hopefully value this mineral in an appropriate fashion.
I think that's true. You know, they're very dynamic and developing. Their industry's developing to become a clean and green industry, and involved with that would be the generation and conservation of energy, and I think lithium will play a big part in that.
Bernard Aylward, CEO at Codal Minerals, thank you very much for speaking with us today.
Thank you very much, Zach, and thank you to all your listeners.
Thank you.